Good morning.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius giving you a courtesy call back. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you. I don't know what this is. I'm just looking at my checking account statement, and I had a charge for $5.74 on the 23rd of June, and a charge for $56.95 on the 27th of June. But I don't know what it is. Can you tell me what your product is?
Yes, we're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. I would have to pull up the account so I can see what's going on.
Okay. Do you need numbers from me, or what do you need?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yes, it's 49887.
And your name?
My name is Jean Getson.
And how much was the charge?
The first one was $5.74, and the second one is $56.95.
You said the zip code was 49887?
Yes.
Do you have another zip code?
No, that's it.
Provide me with the last four digits of the card that's being charged.
Is that on here?
I'm sorry?
I don't think that's on. Is that on my is that on my charge?
The last four digits of your card?
I know what you're talking about, but I have several cards, and I just want to know, if I'm looking at the numbers on my checking account statement, is that going to tell me which card I charged that on or which card it was charged to?
Sure.
It has, first it has a date, then it has a 2172 DSP 2B48Z number, then it has a 5732 number, then it says all max per four, and then your phone number, but it doesn't tell me what card. I'm sorry. I don't remember ordering anything, which is why I'm checking this out. I don't know what this is even. What is your product?
We deal with a lot of different products, ma'am.
Okay. Would this all max per four? Would that be your product?
Like I said, I would have to pull up the account.
Okay. You want me to wait, or what do you want to do?
Are you able to get the last four digits of the card?
Well, I can try the one card. Like I said, I have more than one card. So I don't know, because I don't remember ordering this. So I don't know what card number to give you, but I can give you... I'll start with my checking one, I guess, because it's on my checking account. Well, we have two cards on that account also. Okay, the last four on this one is 7455. Do you have that?
I'm sorry?
7455. Do you have that?
Let me see here. That's the last four digits of the card is being charged?
Yes, it is.
I see a Lisa, no, a Lois, Guess. Ginson.
Okay. My card says L. Jean Getson.
And is your first name Lewis?
It's Lois. But
okay.
I don't, it's not on my card.
Provide me, verify the shipping address for me.
It's S613 East Ridge Court, Stevenson, Michigan, and that's at 49887.
Thank you.
So
Do you see here, this is for our KitchenAid. Do you remember doing a survey for us? Paying $5.74 for like a maybe a blender, KitchenAid, or any type of gadget like that.
I have a KitchenAid stove. I think that's the only KitchenAid I have. Did you have a survey for a stove? I don't remember doing one, but.
Well, because this is done on June the 21st.
Right, which wasn't long ago. So I should remember that, right?
Right. Did you receive anything?
I received nothing, no. That's why I wondered what your product was, because I haven't received anything, but now I'm getting charges, and I don't know what they're for. I would like them reversed. Is basically, you know, I have received nothing. I didn't even know what the product was. So obviously, I don't want to pay the charge.
Okay.
So there would be a charge on June 21 of $5.74, and there was a charge on June 27 of $56.95. But I don't think, what would that be for? Do you know what that one was for?
One is for the shipping and handling.
Okay, that must have been the $5.74. And what was the other one for? Because I didn't order anything.
That's for after the trial if it's not canceled for it.
I'm sorry?
I said that's for after the trial.
Oh, the trial of something? A product?
Right, it's for a trial.
Okay. Can you just reverse both charges, please? I didn't get anything, I didn't order anything, and I would like both charges reversed.
What I can do here?
And I wonder if the card got put on there.
I can cancel the account for you. That stops all future transactions effective immediately.
But I want these past transactions reversed. I want them credited back.
Right, I understand that. Like I said, I'm going to cancel the account so you don't get any further charges.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department where they can help you out further and conduct an investigation on that.
Yeah, I'm wondering where that card number got registered with you, if I should be canceling my card. I'll maybe call my credit union where I have that card.
So, but I'm about to get you transferred over.
Mm-hmm.
Should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold, a fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you.
Okay. And then do I just explain this whole thing again?
Yeah, you're supposed to let them know that you didn't order this.
Okay. And do you even show what it was that I'm being charged for?
I'm sorry?
The $56.95, does it even show on your record what I was charged for?
That was for that KitchenAid thing.
But we don't know what it was. Obviously, it wasn't my stove.
All right.
But But that's the only KitchenAid item I have right now. Well, I do have the big mixer. I've had that for many years.
Okay. So I'm transferring you over now. Should be on hold for a few seconds.
Okay.
Do you thank you for calling, customer? Go ahead.
And you have canceled the rest, any further charges, right?
Right.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
So I will just hold.
Yes, I'm transferring you over now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.